It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day. I have a slight problem here because I busted the mic. And I have to hold it, and I don't want to hold the mic the whole time. So, see.
If you want a different chair, I can swing you around.
Nah, because then I can't see the computers, and I have to be able to see the computers for all the benefits there. All right, hold on a second. Seems like maybe it's my headphones aren't as good. I'll have to put on my other headphones so it can. The level's okay now?
Sound great.
Is the level okay now?
Yep.
Huh. Let me see here. That's right, we're on YouTube, so. Everybody can see this, right?
It's kind of right behind the monitors. They can't see exactly, but they can see the absence of a mic.
I did it just before we started, so. Oh, man. Hold on, this is great YouTube stuff. We have Rain Man, caller number 5, 1-800-990-3776. Ooh, that looks pretty good. I think I may have figured it out. 1-800-990-3776. Yeah, I know I can figure it out because it sounds better now. Caller number 5, it is Rain Man. And if you are caller number 5, you will automatically win a Homer prize pack. Which is an ESPN prize pack, because that's what we do now. I think you should need to get a certain number correct. They don't. Oh, now I got to figure out how to use the keyboard, not move. Well, if you want to watch on YouTube, then you'll see what I'm trying to do here. Caller number 5, 1-800-990-3776. And I think that should work. Let's see. No. All right. Oh, I got it. Still working. Do we have caller number 5 yet?
Yes, we do. We've got Glenn from Brookfield.
All right. Hold on just a second. I got to get this. So you want to go to YouTube ESPN Milwaukee because it looks kind of odd.
Did a pretty good job jerry-rigging that thing, though.
I know. It looks pretty good. Hold on, I got to. No. And come on! Write his name up here, otherwise I'll forget. Now let's see if I did this, because it could be messed up. Nah, yeah, some. Oh, I know why. Because, see, I have my bag in the way of the keyboard. This is why you have to be watching on YouTube to get the full benefit. Ah, they're my fit. All right, I'm just about ready to use another mic here. But all right, what?
All right, we'll get you on the other side of that microphone. Homer is walking across the desk. He's got his headphones and so, and now he's got a good mic. There we go.
Yeah, no, but I got it now. No, can't do this. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know what this keyboard is for. Is this keyboard for... See, it doesn't work. Hold on. Take 4.
If you'd like, we can go to break, and I'll go in there and help you.
Back to the other one. Not necessary. It's a... Hold on. Once we get Rain Man done, I'll get Rain Man set up here in a second. I think... hold on just a second. We're good. I hope they're seeing it on Rain Man. I mean, I hope they're seeing it on YouTube. Let's see. How do we do there? We okay?
Yeah, we're okay.
I need a little more height. And that'd be even better. But I got a chance here. No boss is looking at this, are they?
I sure hope not for my sake.
Because I don't even know how they... All right, we got Glenn in Brookfield. Glenn, you're on 94.5 ESPN. I apologize for the delay.
Good afternoon, Homer.
It's the first time I've had to set it up like this. Actually, right now, I think it might be pretty good. Have you played Rain Man before? What is your resume, please?
Once before, I maybe got three or four. Didn't pass quick enough.
Three or four?
Yeah. It was tough.
You believe that you'll do better this time?
I do.
Get the app to continue using this. Hold on. I think I got it here. I got a chance.
YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee. Check it out.
It's true. Homer recreating. Yes. All right. Now we're ready to go. Rain Man is brought to you by 94.5 ESPN because we provide the prize pack and by Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits, top-notch service, doing it locally and doing it well for over 50 years. I think I checked with John I. Saganiac. We're not sure whether it's Saganiac or if they're changing to Saganiac. It's been both. I think he said it was like 53 years. A name synonymous with employee benefits, top-notch service, and doing it well for over 50 years, exactly 53 years. Phone number you can remember. All you got to do is remember 783. That's it, 783. Most of those codes they give you are six numbers. This is just three, 783. 262-783, Roger Maris, 6161. Glenn, you know the first question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question because they've been such great supporters of Marquette. You ready to go?
Yes.
Somehow we need to honor people. Maybe if they get double figures, we'll mention them the next week or something. We'll have I can't give you anything because that's a violation of the rule page, whatever that is. But you get to 10, Glenn, maybe you'll take even less than that. The first question is the Big Papa Saganiac Planning. In honor of John Saganiac Sr., Marquette trivia question. Ready to go? 3, 2, 1, go.
Let's do it.
What team beat Marquette the last time Marquette made the Final Four?
What? Could you repeat that?
What team beat Marquette the last time Marquette made the Final Four?
Duke.
Incorrect. How old is the Miz?
21.
Incorrect. With what pick was the Miz taken in the 2022 baseball draft?
16.
Incorrect. In what city and state was the Miz born?
Oh, that's pass.
Where did the Miz play college baseball?
Pawtucket?
No, incorrect. The Miz, in his major league debut, how many innings of no-hit baseball?
2.
Incorrect. The Miz with the fastest pitch ever for a starting pitcher at what mile per hour?
105.
Incorrect. How old is Giannis?
31.
Correct. Who won the last World Cup in 2022?
Brazil.
Incorrect. 2002, the U.S. made it the furthest in the last 50 years. Was it round of 16, quarterfinals, or semifinals?
Quarters.
Correct. Starting today, the Brewers division lead is how many games?
5.
Incorrect. Starting today, the team with the best winning percentage in the National League?
Atlanta Braves.
Incorrect. Has the Bucks record 34.8 points per game for one season?
Giannis?
Incorrect. Second all-time Bucks, 31.7 points per game for one season.
Giannis?
Incorrect. Third all-time Bucks, 31.1 points per game for one season. Give it one more try.
Giannis.
Correct. Nicely done. I have him down for three.
Yes. Yes. I got two going into those final three, and then he got the third.
Glenn, I can help you out. You know what you would need to do better at Rain Man?
What's that?
Listen to the damn show, especially when we do Rain Man on Wednesdays. No, you don't. You would not have missed the Miz and what pick he was taking in the baseball draft. Everybody knows that. Glenn, the Miz was pick number 63. Whatever it takes for you to remember 63. Now you remember. Kansas was the team that beat Marquette in the last time they won, made the Final Four. And it was bad. Miz is 24. That's not as important as what pick was the Miz taken in the 2022 baseball draft? What was it, Glenn?
63.
In what city and state was he born? This is impossible unless you know it. Blue Springs, Missouri. Where did he play college baseball? You have no chance unless you know it. Crowder College. Never heard of it. The Miz, in his Major League debut, 5 innings of no-hit ball. The fastest pitch ever. You were close, and you could argue that I should give you a point because it's 104.5. How old is Giannis? 31. You nailed that. Who won the last World Cup in 2022? Argentina. The U.S. made the quarterfinals, yes, in 2002. The best they've done other than that is round of 16, other than in, like, the first ever World Cup in, like, 1930-whatever, which I think they finished third. Starting today, the Brewers' division lead is how many games? You were close. It's 6. What team has the best winning percentage in the National League starting today? The Dodgers, just slightly better than the Brewers. Dodgers, 63.8. The Brewers are 62.3. Now, this was meant to make it clear who the greatest player ever for the Bucks is, was, and will be. He has the Bucks record, 34.8 points per game for one season. You want to guess again, Glenn?
Ray Allen?
Lou Alcindor or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm not sure which he was then.
Of course.
Who is second all-time with the Bucks? 31.7 points per game for a season. Yes, Glenn. Can you get it right now?
I said Ray Allen.
Incorrect. The highest, 34.8, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The second highest, 31.7, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And yes, Giannis comes in third at 31.1. The greatest season Giannis had is 31.1. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, for the Bucks for 6 seasons, averaged 30.4. His average for 6 years was almost identical to what Giannis did in Giannis's greatest season out of 13. Glenn, you got 3. How did you feel your performance is?
Not up to par. I was a lot calmer.
Yes, you were very calm. Can I ask you a question? What the hell were you taking so long on questions in which you had no idea? You didn't even know the Miz number. Why did you just, out of curiosity, I don't mean to be mean about this, but you had no idea what city and state he's born in. All right, I'll be Glenn, and I'll be Homer, too. In what city and state was the Miz born? Pass. Where did the Miz play college baseball? Pass. I wouldn't even let Homer to get out the whole question because I'm not going to know the answer, and that would make me be able to go, too. Though, all I care about
I heard you guys say it in the past. So I was thinking I might be able to come up with it, even though it was
and random, the way this and what this determines is that it really isn't that important to you, because if it was, you'd remember. It will always be important for people to realize that the Miz, because talent in baseball is harder to judge for scouts, he was the 63rd player taken. You think of Giannis, amazing that he was 15. The Miz was 63, and he could be. And is now the fastest starting pitcher in the history of the game. But, Glenn, because they're so kind at 94.5 ESPN, you get 3. It doesn't matter. You still get the ESPN prize pack. So, go ahead. Of all the questions, what do you remember the most?
Miz is his pick number in the draft.
And it was?
63.
And who holds the record for most points in a game by the Bucks? For the Bucks?
Lou Alcindor.
And who holds the record for the second most points in a season?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, and who has the third?
One in the same.
Who, and you got this one right. Last question. Who is third? Yes,
Giannis
is third.
Antetokounmpo.
Yes, and he's had, and granted, he played 4 years that Jabbar was pretty much in college. So, but again, you take Giannis's best six years, and still not as good as what Jabbar did in his only six seasons. All right, Glenn, you win the prize pack. I don't know how you get it. Does he have to come pick it up, or do we send it to him?
I think he has to come pick it up.
He has to come pick it up. And, in order for you to take it, they're going to ask you one question. I will not let them give it to you unless you answer this question correctly. Do you want to practice, or do you think you know what it is? You don't even have to ask. Just give give me the number. What's the number you better have, or you're not getting the prize pack? What's the number?
63.
63, yes. In fact, tell them I want to be there when Glenn picks it up. So all I have to do is look at Glenn. Congratulations. And if I don't hear 63... I can't say this, but I'm not giving you anything other than free air. Thanks, Glenn. Jason Wilde, next. It is the Rain Man Homer Hour, along with Jason Wilde. Jason Wilde is, because he's three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, he is on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Yes, he has his own hotline. Very few people do. Jason is one of them. Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. Good evening, Jason. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking, Homer, and I know you're doing fine.
I'm doing fine, yes.
Is it that exclusive, though? Like, you gave one to John Anderson.
Yes. John Anderson, you.
Okay, who else?
Brian Bulaga.
Bulaga's got one, exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else? What about Tausch? Does he have his own Yingling?
He does not. He does. I don't know. He may on other shows. He doesn't have one on this show.
Does That'd he appear on the show?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh, well, if he did, you'd give him one.
I definitely would give him one, yes.
Okay. All right. So the only real requirement of having your own Yingling guest hotline is you have to appear on this show.
No.
Is that fair?
No. It's not really the case. No. Other people come on the show as guests, and they're on the Yingling hotline. I have a standard. You asked a couple people. You can ask me others. Gary Ellerson, not yet.
Gary Ellerson doesn't have one.
No.
Wow.
No. He's close.
Tim Van Voren.
Tim Van Voren, definitely. He's four-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. Yes.
He is. Yeah.
Now, if we were on in Georgia, Gary Ellerson would by all means have his Gary Ellerson Yingling Hotline. He was high school athlete, football player of the year in Georgia the year following Herschel Walker, and it was certain that he was going to Georgia until at the last minute he changed his mind going to Wisconsin.
I think he made the right choice.
You know what they call? You know what Vince Dooley called him in Georgia?
I don't know. What did he call him?
The traitor.
Well, that seems aggressive.
That's how good he was. He was actually more of a wide receiver than a running back. So, but anyway, so in Georgia.
We're thankful.
In Georgia, yes. Oh, yeah. What? There were a number of people coming from Georgia then, if you remember. The other running back I remember is Larry Emery, and then I don't know who the
other
players. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Gary Ellison's good, but it's not in Georgia. He's getting close. I'm not exactly sure what he has to do to get his own Yingling hotline, but anyway.
It's very fair, yes.
Yeah. All right. And now, now that you've had a day to think about Giannis leaving.
I haven't been thinking about it.
Okay, you've moved on.
So did you read Jim Ozarski's piece in the Journal Sentinel?
I don't want to comment on that. Because I don't want to get in the middle of something. Something that he said previously I'm incapable of comprehending that he knew
that
this.
He said or Giannis said. Oh yeah,
I don't. Yeah. I'm in
all
that
right.
business.
We can move on. Yep. Yeah, I would say it was well packaged to kind of take us through chronologically. I thought he did a really good job with that. I think, you know, I do think, however you feel about it, yes, you know, positive, negative, or indifferent, and what it says. I do think the Miles Turner podcast stuff talking about Giannis being late for flights and stuff. I do think that should have been in there. And I'd be curious as to why it wasn't, because I don't know. Does everybody know that? Does that, like, that was some pretty pointed criticism. And even if you think that maybe it was exaggerated, which I think maybe some people believe, there was still something there. But I thought it was fair. I really did. I thought Jim did a good job with it in terms of, you know, my frustration, as I voiced to you yesterday, was that it just felt like there were a lot of people that were, you know, blaming the Bucks and didn't really appreciate the fact that I think Giannis did some things that were sketchy or duplicitous.
Yeah. The Bucks went out of their way to do whatever. If there's a fault in the Bucks, they went out of their way to do whatever to make him happy, to keep him, to give it one final shot, I think partially because of the injuries that affected Indiana and Boston. But
I think what bothered me the most, and I was glad that Jim was pretty comprehensive in exploring this, was the whole thing about them not playing him. Like, Giannis tattled to the NBA Players Association and then kept escalating it.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, I mean, I don't know. That's just to do that to your own team. Like, look, there's certainly been times.
No, but that tells me he just lost it. That's so incredibly stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no other word for it. Wherever you play, you've been injury prone, and we can't make the playoffs. There is no explanation for him wanting to do that. He doesn't even have to care about the Bucks. He could care about the next team he's going to play for.
Yeah, I think the explanation.
What is the explanation? I'm curious.
I don't know Giannis. I've never covered him. I've never even met him. So, you know, unlike other players that I've covered, I at least have a better, like Free, who we had a great time with today.
That was very good.
His son, Alex.
You know what was the greatest part of that conversation? When he paused, when you asked about which was better, what he did or watching his son.
Yeah.
And it took him a long time, because I know, and then the way he, just it was so real. And that's one of the reasons you like him, I know.
Yeah, he's very authentic. So.
By the way, people, where can they get that? You have to listen to that interview.
Yeah, it's in the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's obviously wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, et cetera.
All parents of all athletic kids should listen to that or watch it.
Including your dad, if he could.
That's very good.
I try. But what I was going to say about Giannis, and look, again, I don't think I'm being unfair to him. I'm not. And I hate people. One of my biggest pet peeves about people that do my job is that they don't say anything about a guy until after he leaves town, and then they just crush him. And I think I've been pretty consistent about, you know,
I'm just amazed you keep on bringing this up every time it comes up. You're incredibly consistent with everybody you've ever dealt. I could call you that as your nickname. You're consistent. You you are very nice. You care about them as people, but you will ask the tough questions. And you are consistent with Aaron Rodgers. You're consistent with every athlete. I'm not sure you're consistent with me sometimes, but aside from that. You're consistent with me.
You're a little more mercurial.
No, you're consistent with everyone, and you don't even have to try. That's just you. So you don't have to say, I'm consistent. If someone says you're not consistent, Jason, that's on them, and you're never going to change them because they don't get it.
I appreciate that.
That's so easy. But go ahead.
So my struggle with Giannis has obviously been, you know, taking a level of ownership in it ending because of him. And like the fact that he, at one point in a conversation with Jim, as he writes, admitted that they did talk about him being traded when he had claimed that they hadn't. Like, again, just don't lie. Like, just tell the truth.
I think his people told him to do that, everything that he did. Yeah. But he shouldn't listened to him. He's responsible. Right. Totally.
Right. Like, if somebody tells me to lie, I'm not required to follow that advice. And I can say, you know what? I don't believe in lying. So, again,
you know what that tells me? He just changed a little. I asked somebody, and they said he did. And they said a lot of them changed. I asked him, do you know anyone, and this guy's older than me, that didn't change? He mentioned two NBA players, David Robinson and Tim Duncan. He said of all the great ones, and this guy's been around all of them, those are the only two he could think of that never changed. I think Brunson will never change. But
we'll see. I think from a Wisconsin athlete, version, because look, we have
who would you say
Aaron Rodgers did change, Brett Favre did change, from my understanding, and I am not an unbiased judge of this, because not only did I never cover him, but I grew up idolizing him, but I think if you talk to our friend John Kerry, you talk to anybody that's really interacted with him now that he's 70 years old, I think people would say Robin Yount
without a
changed.
Doubt yes. No one appreciated sometimes how good he is, because he didn't want to talk about baseball sometimes. But yes, that's the first person
I
was.
And I think that's a right. And so my point is simply that's a I am in no way perfect. I may be consistent.
You have
some perfect
Packers you could mention, though. I'd be curious who you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the struggle with this and
Frank Winter's never
why,
changed.
Well, no. No, he didn't. But I think it's important to appreciate the level of stardom and how that factors in, right? And
great
I would
point.
Defend Giannis, to be consistent, I would defend him by saying that achieving that level of superstardom, I would say it makes it very hard not to change, right? And you have to be pretty vigilant and put forth a pretty concerted effort to prevent yourself from changing. And if you don't and you let your guard down, you can easily change. But I would say, for example, Davante Adams did not change. Now, he's not a quarterback. The league's a little different. But still, wide receivers, he has been, and I still keep in touch with him, but he was very consistent. You know, Jordy Nelson did not change. Now, Jordy Nelson, his level of stardom, he was a one-time first-team All-Pro, I believe. So those guys aren't in Giannis's stratosphere. But the problem with using the Packers, and I think it's a good question by you, but the problem is you can only use the quarterbacks. Like, I can't use Reggie, because Reggie I covered for 3 years, right? I don't know what he was like.
No, he never changed.
I would say this, Butler never changed.
I was going to say that next, yes. And that's of note, because he wasn't that big a star when he first came, and he was on a team that wasn't that good. And so he certainly had the ability or reason to change, given how much his position changed in terms of importance.
You know, and another guy that, again, these are unfair to Giannis, because these guys never faced the level of stardom that Giannis we're talking about here. But Clay Matthews, however you felt about him, and certainly there were critics of him, and he wasn't as productive late in his career in Green Bay, but he was very consistent. He was he obviously had plenty of ego, but he was I never felt like he was phony. He was cocky now, and he owned it. And he did care about stats and all those things, but he also, cared very deeply about winning. So again, I don't think that I've covered enough players. The question that I would ask, and I haven't talked to this guy in a while, but I would be willing to bet that Ray Allen didn't change.
Yes, I
went different places.
I would agree. I would agree with you there.
Same.
Yes.
So.
No, it's and I've said before, I still believe that Aaron Rodgers is a great person. It's just hard to defend. And I still think Giannis is a great person, and it's a little easier to defend than Rodgers. But I can understand that what you said and everything is true. It makes it more difficult, but there's just the resume, and you have enough years to be around someone to say, in the end, putting everything together, he was special. We're lucky to have been around. Rodgers, Mark Murphy just said it best, I think, about Rodgers.
Right, being a complicated fellow.
Yes, he's a complicated fellow. Besides that, I still think he's a great person. And I didn't say good, I said great.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's something I'd like to investigate further, and maybe I'll make it out to Pittsburgh in August and I can catch up with him. But I would also say this about Giannis. Like, it was interesting. This is why I thought Jim did such a good job on his story. Like, you know, at the beginning he points out about how Giannis was apparently displeased that they didn't fire Bud faster. And then later it's talking about how if he ran a team, he would run it like Bud did. Like, I think he really just struggled with – and by the way, if I recall correctly, one of the things that factored into them not making a decision on Bud more quickly was his brother passed away. And I would hope, I would want to believe that people that are authentically good people, like we felt Giannis was, and I don't know him well enough to say if that's true or not, would be a little more understanding of a situation like that. Somebody on Twitter who goes by Paul Pressey, but I don't think he is Paul Pressey, mentioned that, and I thought it was a really good point. So
yeah, I think as far as Bud, I think Edens wanted to fire him even before they won the championship.
I think they did. No, I think that's been pretty much well reported.
Okay, and then he won it.
Right. And again, and you gave me a hard time for this, and so did Tausch when we were talking about LaFleur. And look, LaFleur did not win a title, and Bud did. However they got there, they won it, right? But I think that what the Bucks have done since, and I think very highly of Taylor Jenkins, so I think they may have finally landed with the right coach, and now they just have to figure out who the right players are. But, like, my argument of, well, if you're going to fire Matt LaFleur, who I think is a really good coach, who are you going to replace him with? And is it going to be are you going to be ending up with people who are even worse?
You could.
Because and the Bucks are proof of it. Like, however you felt about Bud, they managed to make it worse. Not better.
I didn't know people didn't like it. Was he just tough? Did Giannis think he was too tough on him or what?
Yeah, too rigid, I think is the word that Jim used in his story. Again, I I'm not here to tell you to subscribe to the Journal Sentinel. I read it because I'm a subscriber.
I'll read it. I do subscribe.
The Press Gazette. So it is worth it. It's very long.
I'll do it.
Don't be too long, didn't read. Guys.
Well, no, that's the great thing about the current paper. It's the same way about Marquette. Because there isn't a limit, the amount of the length, and when it's good, that makes it even better. The ability to cover the team is potentially better than it's ever been, given that there's really no limit to how long you can write or how much you can write about the team if you follow them, right?
I am proof of that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Sure. It's not a bad thing. So this would be a good case. All right, I'll definitely read it. I've always – Lori Nichols always done a good job. She covered Marquette and has always been a pro's pro. And she went to Indiana because of at least I think that's what she told me. It's been a while. Because of the basketball. She loved basketball, and Indiana was good. That's why she went to Indiana.
She had a great relationship with Bob Knight, and I could not stand Bob Knight. And the amazing thing to me was that one of Bob Knight's good friends was Badgers men's hockey coach Jeff Sauer, and I always used to talk to Jeff about this. Because I just think two people could not have been more different.
Correct.
Than the way those two.
I could see Badger Bob and Bob Knight being closer.
Yeah,
than so.
Sure. Yeah, sure. But my favorite thing was that Jeff Sauer gave me a VHS tape of these outtakes. They eventually made it onto the internet.
From the golf show?
Bob Knight from that golf show.
Yeah.
And it is the most entertaining 20-minute VHS tape I have ever owned.
I was, as you may or may not, I was a finalist for the Indiana tennis job in 1980 and went on campus.
I didn't know this.
And did not get the job. They picked the other guy. But I did get one of the greatest Bob Knight stories ever, though I could never verify that it was true, where he would cross paths with the wrestling coach every day. Have I told you this before or not? I don't know if I have.
You have not. I do not know this story.
So this is the coach who was leaving, and I said, well, I don't think I'm going to get the job. So do you have any good night stories? He said, I have the greatest night story ever. You can decide if it's true. He said the wrestling coach was a former Big Ten player, and they would cross paths, he and Bob Knight, every day at Assembly Hall, and Knight never said a word to him. Finally, the wrestling coach got so upset, he said, this is going to end. So he walks into the basketball office and says to the secretary, Knight, like most big coaches, have their own office. She got to go through somebody to get them. She says, I'm going to see Coach Knight. And she says, I'm sorry, he's not available. He goes, I know he's in the room. I'm walking in. He opens the door, walks into the office, jumps on all fours on the desk. This is the tennis coach telling me. Puts his arms around Knight and says, you SOB, you better say hi to me when I say hi to you, or I'm going to break both your effing arms. And I'm saying to the tennis coach, come on, come on. All right, tell me the end. He said, the next day they met in assembly. All the wrestling coach said hi, and Bob Knight said hi. And I thought, I don't know if it's true, but I'm sure if it is, everybody else loved telling that story of the one guy who stood up to Bob Knight. So you can find out if that's true. It was so good. I said, as you could understand, I don't even care if it's not true. I'm going to tell that story the rest of my life. Because it was the only value of going to Bloomington, Indiana that day in like January of 1980 or something, in 81. So,
well, they should have hired you, but think about where your career would have gone from there.
I have no idea. It is what it is.
But I'm glad it went the way it did.
I'm not.
For me.
I'm not.
Okay. Well,
but, you know, like everybody doesn't have something in their life that they want and don't get. And then, you know, but anyway, that part of it wasn't necessary. All right, Jason, thanks.
All right, Homer.
Find out. Do your great research. If you know anybody at IU, maybe you can call Lori Nichols. Say, do you think that's true? Who was the wrestling coach in 1980?
I will call her right away.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. Milwaukee weight loss, as I said and have said before, it hasn't changed. 229. Now I'm at 206. I could get lower if I want. I'm happy where it is. How did I do it? I eat less. And I'm happy eating less. It didn't seem possible. I didn't think it could be easy. Someone told me it's almost easy. That was one of the reasons I tried it. Milwaukee weight loss. And also, I emphasize, there's no but you have to work out. But you have to prepack. No, you don't have to but anything. There's no but. Just follow their program. And in my case, and I think it would be in yours as well, you'll eat less. And then once you eat less, you're fine. That's how I keep the weight now. I expect to tell you in 3 months and 6 months and 9 months. So you get $200 off of the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. Book your free consultation now at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. That's MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. You can tell Homer sent you, and then you can tell me when it works what the specifics are for you that make it worth. Very important to me was is a sugar-free barbecue sauce and a sugar-free salad dressing so that I can add those to whatever I'm having in protein or salads, and oh, baby, I'm good for life. Your situation and what you work within their program might be different. Doesn't matter. You lose weight because you eat less, and you can continue eating less for the rest of your life. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary. Next. Yes, it is the Homer Hour. My thanks to Jason Wilde. And before that, it was Rain Man. And yes, before that, I busted the mic just before we went on the air. Everybody, not everybody, many, 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 many people now enjoy shows, not just on radio, but on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube whenever or wherever you're listening. Just know we are live on YouTube as well. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, comment along with us, find out if the dome is open or closed on an evening home game for the Brewers. Such will be the case on Friday. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. 1-800-990-3776. If you want your 30 seconds, 45 seconds on Giannis, as done last night, 1-800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line lists is more. The people on YouTube, Homer, this is awesome. This was right at the top at 6. Like my dad trying to work his cell phone. Great TV. No TV. No game tonight, so no Miz. Oh, no Dome Report. What an idiot. Retire, you senile old man. I don't find that irresponsible. I could easily see how somebody would say that if I was like that every day. But, yeah, that's the heat you take when things are messed up, and I messed them up.
Accountability.
This is a family show. Retire, you senile old man. No, I'm not. I'm 71. They will retire me one day. You might say the next time on YouTube, yeah, Homer, they should retire you now. No, I think we got it worked out, and I don't know how many minutes that was. But yes, given and understanding how much people do YouTube, I probably should have a better plan B, and I might in the future. 1-800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more And again, you get 30 to 45 seconds to say whatever you want about Giannis. You will not be interrupted, which is rare for me, because if you stink, then I'll interrupt. Not in this case. You get the time to say whatever you want. The Discount Liquor Twitter poll question: with Giannis traded to the Heat, are you happy, sad, angry, or just expected it? And that's not done because of any opinion I have. It's because of my curiosity on Twitter, and this is the only way you can find out what people think, not one person or two person. Everybody's got one vote. 64.5% just expected it. 21% sad, 10% happy, and 4% angry. And if you went by just the people on Twitter, I don't think you would get that percentage. That's why I love polls. 65%, way more than any other, just expected it. Final segment. Your calls if you want 30 to 45 seconds. Your comments on YouTube if you want. Or I'm going to talk next. Day two, no Giannis. Fisco Auto Body is a family business owned since 1931. Fisco Auto Body in Forest Home in Franklin. It's not what they do, it's who they are. And they still own the business. They are still working on the cars. Can you imagine how good they are given how, at what age they start? One of the reasons they're so good. Standard is the other. Expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco. So you remember the name. Giannis with the Miami Heat. As I said with Aaron Rodgers, once you leave the team I follow, you're dead to me. I don't give a hoot how Giannis does with Miami, other than as it affects the Milwaukee Bucks. If his play makes it harder on the Bucks to get to the playoffs, then I care. But other than that, yes, he's dead to me. That does not mean that it will ever change the appreciation I have for how good he was and a championship. You want more than one, but one is just it. I would say the mural, which is basically Giannis, given that he has left Milwaukee, they need to keep the mural up, but they also need to add to the mural some of his teammates, because it is now Giannis as part of that team that's special, especially given that he bailed. And I would suggest they probably should have another mural with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor, and his team, given the championship that they won. I'm more than happy with a mural honoring any championship. Imagine with the Packers. You'd have seven of them. You go around, where are the different, where are all the murals for the Packers? Maybe they could catch up. Yeah. Also, the draft, NBA draft is 2 days. This is amazing. The second round of the NBA is pretty much the same as the first round games of the World Cup. But the Bucks do want a second round pick, and there are some second round picks that have been pretty good. Brunson would probably be the first one right now. But they are, though they didn't have one at the time I talked with somebody. They are trying to get another, and they could find somebody who would help the team. Giannis, lucky to have been around. They'll probably make that, make I wonder what that list is. Dwayne Wade, Giannis, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, there may be other, where you just say, wow. Certainly was the first time I saw Michael Jordan. They told me how good he was first year, went to the arena, and I saw him and go, I can't believe it. He's even better than they said. He can fly. Yes. People that you've watched in sports that you feel lucky to have been around. If you're a big baseball fan, I'm sure Robin Yount fits up right there. And he hadn't been around for long, but you're thinking it already. The Miz! The Miz! Yeah, lucky to have been around. I don't know if it's ever happened any faster than it's happening with The Miz. Golf is next.